Radio B.
Good morning to Reese Mathewson. How's it going?
Good, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's been a while. I think last time you were up here with me might have been when I was doing the drive show a few years ago.
Yeah, I haven't been in the B in some time.
Yeah, it's quite looking good, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
It's looking exactly the same.
Now, the reason you're in here this morning is because in the month of May, the New Zealand Comedy Festival returns to Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, we start on Friday with the big comedy gala, and then it's 3 weeks of the best comedy in the world.
So you've got a show which you're doing called Time Trial.
Yeah.
When is that happening? How many nights are you sort of performing?
I'm in the third week, so I'm Tuesday the 20th of May through to Saturday the 24th of May at 7 o'clock at the Classic Comedy Bar.
Yes. Are you doing any of the gala stuff?
No, I'm doing some of the... what am I doing? I'm doing like the preview show on Thursday night and then another one on Saturday at the Bruce Mason Centre.
Okay.
And then we've got another show that I do called Subliber, where I get 10 comedians to play Survivor for 3 hours in an afternoon, and the winner gets $1,000 cash.
Is that like some filmed content?
No, we just do it. Well, no, legally speaking, it is so different from Survivor, like you wouldn't believe. So we can't film any of it for that reason.
Okay, all right. Okay, so new show is
New show's called Time Trial, and I have a countdown timer on stage the entire time I'm on, and the promise is I'm going to do exactly 55 minutes of comedy.
Yes. Okay, what pressures does this add into the situation when you're working to like a tight 55 minutes? What does it mean for the routine? Like...
What it means is that I'm kind of keeping track in my head the entire time, and if the people aren't laughing enough, and normally the laughter soaks up a bit of the time, if that's not the case, then you're like, okay, we kind of need to...
More material?
We need more material. We need to find something new, which has happened a couple of times, or things are going too well and I'm riffing too much with the crowd. And then you go, oh, we're really under the pump to get there on time.
Mm. What sort of topics are you exploring in this particular time trial?
This show is all about that millennial feeling of what am I actually doing and how am I wasting time so much? So the basic structure of the show is I go through my feelings about the past, my feelings about the present, my feelings about the future.
Does it feel like quite a vulnerable performance when you're covering off this sort of stuff?
No, not too badly. Like, because vulnerability's bad, yeah?
Well, it's a very personal thing if you're talking about these sort of millennial anxieties.
Yeah, no, I did a really, really vulnerable show last year because I had been sober and had a relapse and stuff and did a whole show about that.
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is still pretty revealing, it feels like a walk in the park compared to that.
Yes. Now, the New Zealand International Comedy Festival has been a pretty big platform for your work. How would you say the festival's evolved since you first participated?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I think that at the moment it's in a real weird spot where I don't think it has as much visibility as it used to. Mm. I think, which is a matter of...
Is this like a post-COVID type thing? Or?
Post-COVID audience habits have changed. Like, we're now competing against just the idea that people have to leave the house. Like, I feel like back in when I started in 2006, people knew that if you just stayed at home, you were boring.
Yes.
But now, if you stay at home, you've got an algorithm perfectly tailored to your tastes feels exciting.
Yeah.
So even the proposition of, hey, come out and watch something live can be a bit harder.
Can I just say to the listeners out there, you will not regret leaving that couch and going out and seeing some live comedy. It is always so good and so fun. So just take this as a gentle nudge. Head to the comedy festival online and go check out the shows that are happening and do it. Commit to it. Get out of the house. Don't be a couch potato.
We genuinely have pound for pound the best comedy scene in the world. I think you give any other scene, New York, London, wherever, the lack of stage time New Zealanders get, they come up with stuff half as inventive and good. So go and appreciate stuff that you have. Because every big comedian in the country... started by someone taking a punt on their show when nobody knew who they were.
Yes.
So if we don't continue that tradition, the next Guy Montgomery, the next Rose Mazzafio aren't going to survive.
Get out there, people. Now, comedy often serves as a bit of a lens to explore personal and societal issues. How do you decide which topics to tackle in your routines, and are there any boundaries that you set for yourself?
I don't know. There's just an instinct thing. There's a gut instinct of like what feels right for me to talk about. Mm. I generally lean more personal because I find that's the only way that I can be original. I think the only person who's had the experience that I've had is me, whereas you're doing kind of broader observations about stuff, you run the risk of being a bit mundane, I would say, or covering angles that other people have already covered. In terms of societal, that kind of vacillates between... I feel like there's times when people really want to talk about what's happening in the world, mm. and there are times when people really want to just forget about the world for an hour.
Yeah.
So I kind of swing back and forth on that.
Okay. Well, you've been described as an expert joke writer, as someone who offers a different experience each night. How do you keep your material adaptable for diverse audiences? Is it just like you feel what's happening in the room?
Yeah, it's listening. 90% of stand-up is just listening to the people in the room and what they like and don't like and how they feel and reacting to that. Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing better than being in a room with people. Like, I love it. So that's why I suck at social media, because I don't get that same...
The same feeling.
It's, that same juice of, like, we're all here, we're all in this together.
Yes, yes. The audience and, obviously, the person performing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the festival features a range of comedic styles from stand-up to improv. Have you experimented with any of these different formats? Have you ever, like, had a crack at improv or, you know?
I mean, I did like theatre sports in high school, like so many of the comedians and drama kids. And I've done I've done guest monologues on the old Snort Show when that was still running. So like little dabbles in, but stand-up's the main thing I'm good at. Okay. And I don't like being bad at things, so I usually stick to my lane.
Okay, now, any hot tips for people or shows that are going to be at the comedy festival this year? What would you recommend? Is there anything that you're looking forward to seeing in particular?
Like half the festival. Real quickly, John Robertson is doing The Dark Room, which is like an 80s video game. I saw it in the Edinburgh Festival in 2014. I went to it 15 times. Brinley Stent is doing a show called Bone Town, which is a game show. That is supposed to be really sexy and silly and will be really fun. If you want some big guns, Hayley Sproul, Josh Thompson, they're both legends at the moment. Legends at the moment? Sure. And Tony Lyle, I reckon, is one of the most underrated dudes in New Zealand comedy. Those would be my picks.
Okay. And have you just done a run of shows through Aussie?
Yeah, just did the Melbourne Comedy Festival for a month.
Which, how did that go?
Yeah, really well. Yeah. Really well. It's with this show as well, so it's kind of like it's coming into New Zealand red hot.
You're really dialed in.
All the kinks have been ironed out.
What, I mean, is there any difference between an Australian and a New Zealand audience?
Yeah. Australian audiences are much more used to the comedy festival. Like, you'll hear people walking down the street, just random punters going, I saw this show, it wasn't as good as this, and actually, like, talking about the art form. You would never get that in New Zealand.
Yes. Yeah, but the audience in the room?
They laugh longer, weirdly. New Zealanders are, like... New Zealanders globally have a reputation as the second toughest audience in the world, behind the Dutch.
Why? Why?
Because we're an emotionally repressed people who feel like our laughter is somehow interrupting.
Okay, so you're essentially... You have to have more jokes.
You have to have more jokes. It's like, that's why New Zealand comedians do so well overseas, because we're basically weight training the entire time that we're here.
Oh, man.
And then we get to take the weight. It's real fun watching an international do their first gig in front of a New Zealand crowd, and they come off stage, like, looking shell-shocked, and we're like, yeah, welcome. They loved it. They will come up to you after the show and say it's the funniest thing they've ever heard.
But they just didn't laugh.
They just didn't tell you at the time.
Oh, man, that is brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Reese Mathewson doing time trial. Sorry, what were the dates for your show again?
20th to the 24th of May in Auckland at 7 p.m. at the Classic, and in Wellington the 7th to the 10th, I think, of May at Te Awaha.
Okay. Comedyfestival.co.nz is where people should go for more information. Is there anything else? Anything else in the pipeline for you, or is it just Comedy Festival this month?
Just Comedy Festival, and then when that's done, I can finally sleep.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Reese Mathewson, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll check out the Comedy Fest.
Thanks for having me.
Sweet, brother.
95 BFM.